Parsha's Dvorim. So the Pasuk says, Eil ha-dvorim shedibir Moshe kol Yisrael be'ever ha-yarden, ba-midbar, v'chulei. And the Pasuk stresses that when did it happen? Achrei ha-koyse sichuin melech ha-imoyre asher yoshev b'cheshbon ואת אוג מלך הבשן אשר יושב באשטורס בדראי. בעבר הירדן, הויל מוישה בארץ התוירה הזו אסלמבר. The Pasuk stresses that when did it happen, אחרי הקויסו יסיכון מלך המוירי, ואת אוג מלך הבשן. Who cares? The Pasuk tells you the date, tells you where. Why does he have to say as a demarcation point, אחרי הקויסו יסיכון מלך המוירי, ואת אוג מלך הבשן. And Reb Tzadok asks even more, is Sichun Melech Hamoyri Asher Yoshev B'Cheshbon. The Hebrew should be in Asher Yashav B'Cheshbon, because now it doesn't. It's not Yoshev B'Cheshbon anymore. So why does it say in the present tense, not in the past tense? And the truth is, in our parsha also, in Parshas Veschanan, when you go to Parshas Veschanan, it's the same idea. Right before Aseres Adibris, the pasuk says. וזויס התוירה ששם משה לפני בני ישראל, משה רבינו repeats עשרת הדיברוס, אלה הידוס והחוקים והמשפוטים אשר דיבר משה על כל בני ישראל. So the Pasuk says, בעבר הירדן בגיא מול בית פאור, and the Pasuk stresses, בארץ סיחון מלך חשבוין אשר יושב בחשבוין, אשר היכה משה ונישאו בצאתם מצרים וישבו את ארצו, ותאות את ארץ אויג מלך הבושן, שני מלכי האמורי. Moshe Beverden Shomesh always stresses that they conquered it. And always before, even before the beginning of Mishneh Torah, or in the beginning of Aseres HaDiburis, which was Luchash Nias. Why is this such an important demarcation point? So now let's go talk a little bit about Sichuin Melech HaMoiri Ves Oig Melech HaBoshan. We know that the Gemara says that the Pasuk, when it describes about Sichuin, it says that Sichuin really conquered Eretz Moav. But the Gemara says, Emoyev, there is a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, the Altizgu by Milchoma, you cannot do a Milchoma against Omoyev. But Moyev, Tiaru, Besichoin. The land that was conquered by Sichoin, it was Tiaru, and by Sichoin conquering, allowed Klal Yisrael to conquer Eretz Moyev that came via Sichoin. Right? That's the Gemara Chulin that says, Moyev, Tiaru, Besichoin. Now the question, why does it work? The Pasuk pshat, it works because it's Kibush Melchoma. Ki a goy is koin a goy be Kibush Melchoma. However, and this is in the Gemara, in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. In Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara says, because a goy is koin a goy be kinyan a guf, and it's koin a the land because tiru be sichoin, be chazoka. That's how the Gemara learns that a goy is koin a be chazoka. Tois Zerit says that the reason why it were koin a is because Moyav was Misyayesh. There was Iyush by Moyav, and therefore, Sichuin was able to be Koine. So the Dvar Avrom asks the Shaila, and he says, L'choyer, it's Muchach, that he is, the Goy doesn't go between Iyush. Why does he have to come out to Iyush? L'choyer, a Goy is Koine, a Goy. The same way he's Koine, a Goy in the Guf, he's Koine, the land in Chazoka, be Kibush Melchoma. And if he's be Kibush Melchoma, why do you need Iyush? So says the Dvar Avrom, no. Because when you go is koine goy, is koine be kibush melchoma, is only koinesh kozman shu kovosh tachas yodai. Only when the kibush continues. But if he conquers the land, and then for some reason he loses the conquer, it goes back to the original owners, to the original country. I.e., when you conquer a land, it's only yours while you hold it. If you lose control, it goes back to the original bialim. So he says the Varavrom, that's a pshat. Yo Sichuin Moyav Tiru B'Sichuin. Moyav was acquired by Sichuin, now it's okay. But when Klal Yisrael conquered from Sichuin, at that point, it went back to Moyav, so Klal Yisrael was conquering from Moyav. And Al Tizgu by Milchoma, there is an Isur to conquer from Moyav. So therefore, says the Tosfos Reed in Gittin, that what happened was that Moyav actually was Misyayesh. First, the Kohen be Kibush Mulchav by Sichon. They were Misyayesh. By being Misyayesh, Moyev, Sichon acquired the land. So now, even if the Kibush is bottled, doesn't go back to Moyev. It stays as part of Sichon because of Yush. So Eretz Moyev is only Tieru B'Sichon because of Vort of Yush. And the question is, why do you need a Vort of Yush? What's the message? That Sichon here, first of all, this is a way for Klal Yisrael to acquire Sichon, to acquire Moyev through Sichon, and that's only possible through Yush. What's the message behind it? That's number one. Number two, if you look at the Gemara in Git, you need a Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara will say that Sichon and Noeg really were brothers. Says the Gemara, Michdi, Omar Mar, Sichon ve'Oeg, they were brothers. They were brothers. They were the sons of the giants. So that Oig and Sichon. Okay? So the Gemara says, Maishname, Oidika Mistafi and the Sichon, they were not Mistafi. So it comes out the Oig, Sichon, the Oig, they are Mamish, two brothers. First of all, what did Chazal have to say that they're two brothers? Mechtesi. Now, Oig Melech HaBoshan, Toys already points out, Oig Merabosh is called the Polit. Why? Because Sheniflat Mimia Babel. He was the one who got rescued from the Babel. And the Gemara says, how was he rescued? From the Watcher God, how was he rescued from the Mabul? Because he held outside the Tevrash, quotes at Nechumish. The question is, if Sichon was his brother, so Lechoira is, he was also pre-Diluvian, he's also pre-Demabul. How was he saved? First of all, why doesn't the Torah say, why doesn't the Gemara discuss about him being saved? And this is a whole shile of what happened to him. Says, Sartoisus, Achi Nami, Niflat Sichon Midora Mabul, Kivan Achi Havu. Right? So Oig and Sichon both got saved from the Mabul because they were brothers. So they were brothers, so they're the same age. So come out that they were before they. The question is, Bishlama one held outside the Teva, that's Oig. What happened to Sichon? So the Sichon, there's a Medrash who says, and that is quoted in the Marshal. So the Marshal quotes that what was the Chidush? How did the Sichon get Niflat? Because Sichon really was Eshes Knan. Eshes Knan was Mezane with somebody, and she came to the Teva while she was pregnant, and that was Sichon. And Sichon was born. And that's why Chom had relations with his wife, because he's realized that she was Mezane anyway. So Sichon comes from the Znus of Ham in the Teva. Now many Echorim ask in the Marsho, how is it Chayach that she was meeting the people, the animals who were Mezane, the Teva was not Matzil. Why was it Matzil Eshes Chom that was Mezane? So it's possible that was, some people say, okay, maybe the Marsho, even though the Marsho quotes it was a Znus, maybe Eshes Chom was pregnant with Sichon beforehand and she gave birth in the Teva, but maybe it was from Chom itself. So here it's very funny that Oy gets Nitzah outside of the Teva, and Sichon gets Nitzel inside of the Teva, but Dafka through some kind of a problem of Znus. Dafka from Eshes Chom. Why Dafka from Eshes Chom? Why Dafka from Znus? Why Oig gets Nitzel one way and Sichon another way? Why does Igmar discuss about Sichon and Oig? I'm sorry, discuss about Oig and Sichon is completely forgotten about. There is a Mandeoma. There is a some Achronim want to say that there was no Mabul Netzron. If there was no Mabul Netzron, maybe Sichon was Netzron. That's the Chidush. I think the number takes, the Chacham Sofer says that that's the difference between the two. But be as it may, according to the Marsho, Sichon was Nitzov Derech Snus in the Teva, Oig outside the Teva. The Gemara mentions Oig, doesn't mention Sichon. What's the difference between the two, and why do you have to say that the two of them are brothers? Now, when the Pasuk tells in our parsha that you're not allowed to do milchoma against Moyev, and you're not allowed to do milchoma against Omein, right? Al tizgur bo milchoma. The Pasuk says a third nation that you're not allowed to do milchoma against is Acheichem Bnei Esav. And the Pasuk says, Atem oivin begvul acheichem bnei Esav. You are going to pass through your brother Esav. The question Chassam Sofer asks, why is your brother Esav? We know that Avraham Avinu, the Gemara Nedarim, says that the only one who is called Zera Avraham is Yitzchok. And Yitzchok, the pasuk says, ki be Yitzchok lechikor chazera v'lo kol Yitzchok, that only Bnei Yaakov are called. So why is he called Achechem? So Ramban says, Shiyichus Yisrael min Avraham, and he says, v'chol zaru achim, ki chulam hem nimoilim, because all of them had bris milah, including Esav. Okay? V'zelo tesav adoimi ki ochiyu. Because he was a Ben Avraham. And he was. The Kash is, Chassam Sofer asks on sec, we know that Anoider Min Amulim is Mutar on somebody who had Mila from Bnei Esav. Because the post says, Ki be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So why is Esav, the fact that he's Nimo, the post stresses that he's Achechem? El Al Kor Chachim say, like the Beskrov says in Pasha told us, that there is a difference between Ishmael and between Esav. By Ishmael, he was never in the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Ki be Yitzchok yikor l'chazera. Mash enken by Yaakov and Esav, it says, Be Yitzchok v'lo kol Yitzchok. Doesn't say, it says, one of them will be a continuation of Avraham. Doesn't say the Pasuk, who will be the continuation. So it comes out that when they had the breeze, both Yaakov and Esav, they were potentially Jews. They only become a choice of who gets chosen at the end of Parshas Toldos, when Yitzchok tells Yaakov Avinu, go to Beis Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you birvit elechoiz birkas Avraham lechol hazarocha. The Rambam says, birkas Avraham, that is when it was chosen Esav above Yitzchok, above Yaakov. But the Shas Aleidah, both of them had. So that's what the Ramban says. Because of them had Mila, and the Mila was a Jewish Mila, and the Haschola was a Jewish Haschola, Esav is called Achechem, even though afterwards he lost the Achva. Because there was a Haschola that was Achechem. And the question is twofold. Why is Taki Esav different? But even more interesting is, why does the Pasuk stress Achechem bnei Esav legabe d'alocha that you're not allowed to conquer them? So the questions are follow. Why, what's the idea of the Achva, the brotherhood between Sichon and Oik? Why did Sichon conquer the land of Moav? And that conquering of the land of Moav allows to be taken away from him, but only through Yush? And why is Esav called Achechem? Because of his Mila, that there is such a thing, that the message that the Esav of Mila, the Mila of Esav is a good Esav. Because at the time when he did it, it wasn't clear who will be the one. It's only a choice which is made later. To answer all of this, we'll see what the Shloh here quotes the Arizal, and how Reb Tzodek explains the Ari in Pritzadik, in his second shtickle. He says, the Kasha Dari asks, is why Sheva Umes have a mitzvah lo sechai kol nesham in our parsha. You have to kill them, and you cannot let them alive. Three Umes, which is the Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, which is Esav, which is Edom, right? Edom, Omim, Umoyev. Not only that you don't have to kill them, you're not even allowed to make a war against them, to wage war. Why this diametrically opposed? The one of them you have a mitzvah to kill, it can't even be shalom, and the other ones you can actually, not only that you don't have to kill them, you're not even allowed to make a war. So says Dari, this represents the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, which is the ability of Klal Yisrael to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of physical. Eretz Yisrael, from the Midbar, you want to do it, there is a song, which means our ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world physical. The seven nations represent the Koyach Hara, and those are the seven Midas that a person has, which is Chesed, Din, Tiferes. Those are Midas, and on that, in this world, you can conquer. And there was given to conquer. But they are the three moichin, they are the three sources, which is keser, chokhmah, bina, which is the consciousness of a person. And on this, in the Olam Hazeh, you cannot conquer. And l'chayla, that's because of Chet Etzadas. Because of Chet Etzadas, that V'yisem Keloikim, Klal Yisrael wanted to obtain the Das by their Avodah, it means the Olam Hazeh is a struggle against the Moichin, but you can never conquer it. Esav is keneged Keser, Moav is keneged Chochma, and Omoin is keneged Bina. And we're going to soon explain why. So you could never conquer them. Because you can never conquer the Moichin, a person is hostage to his own consciousness. The mind of a person is so strong that Kibiochol, he conquers, he dominates a person. The only ability of the Neshama to have a hold, or at least to put some kind of a restraint on the Moichin, is because of the Melchoma of Sichin and Oig and Amalek. Amalek was that we fought against Amalek, but Moshe Rabbeinu fought against Amalek, even though that came through Yeshua, but even though he didn't kill Amalek, Vayachlush is Amalek Levichorev. And the conquering of Sichon and Oig, the surrogates, the vicarious conquering of the Moichin, Esav was, we have an ability to tame Esav by conquering Amalek. The Amalek comes from Esav. That even though we could not kill him, at least we dominated him. And Sichon is the surrogate of Moav, because Sichon got from Moav. Right? Sichon was the surrogate of Moav because he took Moav and we took Moav through Sichon. And Oig is the surrogate of Omoin, which in essence is the brother of Esav. Even though he didn't conquer, we all know that Eretz Amoin was also conquered through Sichon. Because even though the pasuk here only Moav, but Rashi says already that Sichon was also conquered Omoin. And that's what says Yeshua. So Omun and Moav get through Sichon and Oig, and by having Sichon, you drag Oig, his brother, and that is our taming of the Moichin. That's what Shteitin Dari explains Reb Tzodek. And this is such an important message. Esav represents Keser. Keser is Rotzen. He's the raw desire. He's the beginning. He's the kernel. And in the kernel, there is a desire that you can channel to any way you want. Those are the drives of life. And the drives is above any cognitive definition. And Esav and Yaakov are brothers. That's why they're brothers. In the beginning, in the kernel, both are brothers, and both could have been Klal Yisrael. And that's why their Mila is a good Mila. Because in the end, each one of them is Kedusha. But how they come out is one is Letoiv and one is Lera. One is Emes and one is Sheker. Emes and Sheker are the concepts of how to channel the Rotzin. What does Amalek do? Amalek, Esher Korcha Baderech, is the one that has the desire, and he kills the desire. What Amalek and Esav do, they kill the desire or they channel the desire to wrong things. Esav has a name. When Yaakov asks Sora Selisha, what's your name? The answer was, Lama Zet Tisha Lishmi, why are you asking my name? Bishapir Zechon of Rochos used to say always that this is the name of Sora Selisha. Is that Esav, he creates an image and he doesn't want you to see. The whole idea of Esav is Shov Sheborosim Olam, he's the Sheker of the world that gives you an impression of something which is really not. And that's the concept of Krirus. The concept of Krirus is that you have a desire and you basically, the Sheker is that you take that core desire and you channel to the wrong way. This is the Koyach of Esav. That's why Esav, his head is buried in Meharas HaMachpelah. In other words, the head of Esav, which is the Moichin of Esav, is the same Moichin of Yaakov. That is the Rotzin. Just is channeled the wrong way. Like there is Yemei Ahava and there is Yemei Hasina. There's times of love and there's times of depression. And that Koach of depression is so strong on Adam, and that's the Koach of Esav. And the only way that we can tame is because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the koach to tame it. Vayachlush es Amalek lefichorev. You can't kill it, but you can control it. Now, those desires, the desire which is the shore. So that's why the scroll says, the word of the scroll, that Yaakov and Esav were brothers. In the beginning, both are the same. They are shovim bekoima bemare ubedomim. And their milah is a Jewish milah. Only how this thing breaks down afterwards, it changes. Because the desire is always good. What Esav does, he takes that great desire and he calls it off. He channels it the wrong way. People have a desire. I always say the desire that people have for money, which is this desire, which is this, the money hungriness, or the people who are workaholics. It's the same chavid of Torah, only channeled the wrong way. Is that desire to have more and more and more that could have channeled to Torah, and Esav creates a sheker to channel the wrong way. But in the kernel is a good kernel. Those strong drives is the drive of life. We can never conquer. That's Keneged Esav and Amalek. How it becomes translated is with Chochmah. Chochmah, the idea is the thinking fast and the thinking slow. Moav is the Av. That Av is the father, is the potential. That's why Moav represents Chochmah. And it represents Chochmah. That's why Om and Moav, right? That they come through light, right? That whole idea is the beginning of Mapecha Sdoim, which is the debate, is the beginning of Tosh Mapeh. And Moav represents Chochmah. And represents Chochmah, that's Koyach Av, which is, that one is a desire. She represents the ultimate Chochmah, which in itself is that thinking very fast, the very wide and broad Chochmah, which in itself is like Taiva. Therefore, Sichoin is basically born the way how he's saved. He's nothing but a surrogate of Moav, which is the same idea of Sichoin. Sichoin, what is Sichoin? Sichoin, as Chazal says, he's born in Znus. He represents that idea of the concept of the raw thinking, which is untamed, which is Znus. And the conquering of Sichoin, so you conquer Moav. Where do you conquer Moav? Through Sichoin. Interestingly enough, this is how the Yetzer Hara begins his channeling in his sheker. You realize that when there was a war against Vayishmah Kanani Melech Horod, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Kanani is really Sichoin. And the Medrash says that was really not Sichoin, was Amalek that dressed like Sichoin. Because Amalek is the desire. The way how he drives, he creates a thinking fast, which is untamed, unbalanced. And that is the Koyach HaZnus that becomes Znus, that becomes this thinking fast without any balance. The conquering of Sichoin is that you tame it. How do you tame it? The Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Bo Cheshbin. Bo V'Nachshov Cheshbin Shaloylam. That the thinking fast needs a balance of thinking slow. Let me make a Cheshbin. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Schar Mitzvah Keneged Seida and Schar Avera Keneged. And the Hefset Avera Keneged Schora and the Schar Avera Keneged Seida. Rav Tzodek says the following. The Gemara says that the people who are not Mekabel Olam Haba, there are three. One of them is the Apikoiras, and Apikoiras is Keneged Esav. What's Apikoiras? It doesn't have the desire. Maya Hanuli Rabbanan. That is when your consciousness, your brain, your thinking takes you away. And that is something that you have to constantly battle because we never conquered. It's not like the Shavavitzes. Then there is somebody who says that a person doesn't believe in Olam Haba, who doesn't have a cheshbon. He's the one who says, you know something, I'll do whatever I want, and there's no din the cheshbon. That is Keneged Moav, which is Keneged thinking fast without making a cheshbon. And that person is the person who says that, unfortunately, there is no Olam Haba, which means that taming. That's why he is born in Znus. That's why he's Atzola. He's the Atzola inside the Teva. In other words, because he's the potential that grows without limit. That's why he's inside the Teva, Davka, through Znus. Oig Melech HaBoshen is the thinking slow. He's the one that controls, that tames. That's why Oig Melech HaBoshen, Haloi Arsui Erez Barzel, Be'amas Ish, he was measured. but he was a measuring of full control. That's why he was such a giant. The people have Vayavua Polit. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had fear of the schools of Oig. Oig is the total control. And the idea is the one, how do you tame Oig? How do you conquer Oig? Realizing that you have to relinquish control. That's why by Oig, what's the tikkun? Ha'omer ein Torah min ha'shamayim. If you believe the Torah is yours, that you control it, that's the chisoron of Oig. And that's it in Torah min ha'shamayim. The realization is Torah min ha'shamayim. So what he does, he holds outside the Teva. He what saves him is not the kernel inside the Teva, is the Teva itself, which is the barrier. He represents the Teva, and Sikh represents the inside the Teva. So comes out the following, that if you look at the three of them, Esav, which is the Apikoros, Moav, which represents that there's no Elam Haba, there's no Cheshbon, life is a free-for-all. And you have an Oig, who represents total control freak. We have an ability to take part of it, to take away the Apikoros by Yachlush, to conquer that idea of Maya Hanuli Rabbon. And what do I have? To have a desire, to channel the desires right. That's the conquering of Amalek, which is Vayachlush Samuel Lefichorev. Then we have the one which is Sichoin, is the one to take away Moav. And you know what you do with Moav? How did Moav lose to Sichoin? He lost to Sichoin by having Iyush. The idea of Iyush is the relinquishing. The Moichin of a person, at some point in time, it has a Iyush. In other words, the Moichin is extremely powerful. But the powerfulness is that if you do fight, if you balance, it relinquishes. It loses the power. That's why the Moichin can only be conquered of Moav and Omoin by Iyush to Sichoin and Oig. The Tzaddik says the Yitzhahara has three names. The Yitzhahara is Hoylech, Oreach, and Ish. The Hoylech is Esav. Hoylech is the one that makes you drive, which is called the drive, the Hoylech. Then there is the one who is Oreach. What's Oreach? The Oreach is the one that doesn't establish himself anywhere. The thinking fast. That in life, you're a guest. Guest, anything goes. You don't have a kvius. Nothing settles you down. That is the Yetzirah of the Oreach. And what's the Yetzirah of Oig? Is the Yetzirah of Ish. Total control. This is the mind of a person. That the mind of a person is controls a person to such an extent that we are slaves of our own minds. The Chiddush of Sichon and Oig Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Koach to at least make the Moyach to have Iyush, to give up. That even though the Moyach has such a power that we can never win, we can let the Moach let us off. And the letting us off is exactly channeling it, allowing it to have at least a break from its control. The Chiddush of Amalek is the one to give the drive, to give the koach, to be hoylech. The sichon, which is the concept of Amalek, is gabrus of Amalek. That's why Amalek is the one which is krirus, is the one that brings the coolness, that we have the ability to bring warmth, to have the rotten, to channel the rotten, right? That's the hoylech. We have the ability on the Oreach, on the one which is the thinking fast, that we have the ability to tame it through a thinking slow, which is Bo Cheshbon. It's Bo V'Nachsho Cheshbon Hashel Olam, which means that there is Olam Haba, and Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseida Nehefsed Mitzvah Keneged Schara, and Keneged the Yish, which is the Oig Melech HaBoshan, the ability to control the Torah min HaShamayim, that there is something beyond us. This conquering is how you achieve Torah. Achieving Torah, to be able to hear Torah, we have to make sure that the mind is misyayish. In other words, they don't own us, like the same Iyush. Why this Iyush? Because if you own something, you only can lose it if you're misyayish. Our minds are misyayish from us. If we balance, we have the ability not to conquer it, but we have to make the ability that our mind leaves us alone. And this is the koach that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, the koach of the Yetzer Hara, which is the hardest Yetzer Hara. It's very easy to do things. Easier, harder, but still doable, is to conquer the meters of a person. But the hardest is how to tame your mind. Our mind controls us. We can't control our minds, but we can let our minds letting us go, which is the kibush of Amalek, Sichon, and Noach.